Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, Impulse Lithium Pro Scott Canterbury talks about the advantages of lithium and preview the upcoming season for us. And with the Elite Series set to begin next week in Florida, who better to talk to than Florida Hammer John Cox? He's on the show as well. And this is a big year for Lake Hartwell with the Elites and now the team championship as well. Neil Paul from Visit Anderson is in the leadoff role today. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. We're getting things kicked off today with our friend Neil Paul from Visit Anderson in Anderson County, South Carolina, Lake Hartwell, Green Pond Landing, that's all. It was announced that the 2025 Bassmaster Team Championship will return to Lake Hartwell, first time since 2022. It'll be December 3rd through the 6th. Of course, Hartwell has an elite coming up in April, and you always got to keep an eye out for Hartwell with the Classic. They have hosted it four times, and they're in the rotation, and you know, at some particular point in time, we'll see another Classic, I'm sure, coming to Lake Hartwell, which is fishing so great these days. Neil Paul joins us now on the VMC Hook. Neil, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Tom, how are you? And I guess even though it's February, I'll say Happy New Year because it's our first visit of the year.
This is the first time that we have talked in the new year. And once again, Lake Hartwell and Visit Anderson is in the news with this announcement that you guys will have the team championship. And this isn't the first time you've done two major events in the same calendar year. You've got the Elite coming up in April, and then you roll into the team championship. Just talk about the dynamic of those two things, because it's not like you just wake up the week before the tournament in April and you know, put out some signage. I mean, this is a pretty big deal what you guys do.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you. It's a tremendous blessing to be able to do this, and we're fortunate. Anderson County, the leadership of our community has really been great to continue the development of a great facility like Green Pond Landing, and then giving us the resources to be able to go out and put together a schedule that has two major events in the same calendar year. We have, you know, like you said, the Elites in April, and we've been working on that Elite, trying to get in back in the Elite schedule rotation and all since the Classic was here last in 2022. And it's taken us, you know, a few years to get it. And it's, you know, it's not as easy as it once was. You know, you pick up the phone, you make a few calls, and you work in an event. You know, now with the expanded coverage and having Fox Sports at the table, you know, they have, you know, they get a little input in this process. So, you know, having to work around TV schedules and commitments like that. You know, it took us a little longer to get the Elite back. We're really excited about having that event in April, and then the team championship, as you mentioned, we announced last week or this week, I guess, with it coming back here. You know, that's a tremendous event. You know, you get the You get the working man anglers, you get your local anglers, your guys, your regional anglers, guys that have all fished here before, but you know they're going to come back and have a great experience in our community. And at the end of the week, somebody's going to realize their dream and punch that last ticket into the Classic, which now we know next year is going to be in Knoxville.
Yeah, it will be in Knoxville. You guys had that great competition with Knoxville. It's like, you know, you'll set a record for attendance and so on for a Classic, and then Knoxville will beat that record, and now they have it. And it seems like a pretty neat, you know, between Knoxville and Greenville and Anderson County, you guys go back and forth sharing that record. You both have great facilities for takeoff. You know, they have, of course, the Volunteer Landing there, and you've been there for that. It's quite a scene right there on the river. And let's be honest, you got the better fishery, and you got a facility that is second to none at Green Pond Landing, you know, with the amphitheater that you have there for takeoff and the crowds that are there as well. The locations are relatively close to the convention center and the weigh-in and everything else. So it seems like a pretty healthy competition between Knoxville and Anderson and Greenville in terms of who's going to break the record next, you know, at the Classic.
It's a lot of fun. The folks in Knoxville, Chad Culver and Kim Bumpus and their team up there do a tremendous job. And, you know, and it's a great competition because, you know, they, you know, I feel like our successes and the things that we've done here have driven them, you know, to want to be better, but they've done the same for us. They've driven us to want to be better. And I tell people all the time that when you have two communities that work together like that, and the common good is to provide the best experience for our guests and for our friends at Bass. Bass is ultimately the winner in that deal because they benefit from the hard work of so many people in two great communities.
Yeah.
And really three great communities,
right?
Obviously here, because, you know, with the Classic, you know, I remind them, I called and congratulated those folks last week after the Classic announcement and, you know, kind of reminded them, you know, until they came along and stole the show, that, you know, we, you know, and the relationship of Anderson and Greenville and Bass was, we were the closest, the shortest in distance proximity wise to host community and fishery of any place that the Classic goes, until Knoxville came along and stole the whole show and put it downtown.
Talk about you're talking about the lake itself and the fishery. It is an outstanding fishery. There has been a lot of talk recently about the Alabama bass, the Alabama spotted bass, as some people know it as, still being infiltrated by anglers and brought some over towards the Carolinas, and it's not good. It's not good for the fisheries because the Alabama bass is so aggressive and it can do damage to both the largemouth and the spotted bass population, you know, to some of these other lakes. Have you seen any of that yet at Hartwell? Because it seems like Hartwell, I keep looking at the numbers, and it's amazing, you know, what kind of weights it's taken to win even a little weekend deal over there.
No, you know, I try to leave, and I'm just going to be honest about it. I'm not going to try and get on here and try and talk about something that I don't have an extensive amount of knowledge on. I mean, we're aware of what's out there, and, you know, we're always talking to, you know, our state DNR folks. We have a tremendous relationship here with our South Carolina DNR, and they do a great job of kind of monitoring things, and obviously the Corps of Engineers. You know, we're a Corps of Engineer fishery, and so, you know, we're in constant contact with those folks to try and make sure that we're all doing the right things by our fishery. I haven't personally been affected or seen the direct effect of anything like that. I do know that our numbers are really good. You know, we got hit in the head this week with a little bit of a cold snap, but, you know, last week we had back-to-back single-day events on the lake where, you know, on Saturday it took, you know, 21 pounds, I think, to win a BFL. And then the following day in a local event that's actually going to qualify anglers for the team championship in December, they had four bags over 21 pounds. Mm. And so, you know, we've done shows. We filmed shows down here the last 2 years with Mark Zona in January in this place. You know, when it's colder and when the weather's a little nasty, it seems to fish a lot better. But as far as that goes, you know, I haven't seen a direct impact. We're aware of what's out there, but it's just something that we need to keep our minds on and just make sure that we're always making decisions that are in the best interest of the fishery and the fish, because ultimately they're the star of the show, right?
Yeah, there's the lake is the star there too, as well. All right, so Elite Series in April, Team Championship in December. Just more excuses, really, for me to get over there. To Anderson. I always say, if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. It's like America's Valhalla, Anderson, South Carolina. It's just such a great place to visit, such a great place to fish, and I look forward to getting back over there and taking some of that in. And Neil Paul, great friend to Bass. A great friend to Bassmaster Radio, a great friend to fishermen all around, and we appreciate him so much and what you guys do there, Neil. It's great stuff, man. I can't wait to come over there and see you.
Well, I can't wait, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. Visit Anderson.com for anybody that wants more information on the events, and certainly look us up. Give us a shout. We'd love to have you here, not only for the Elite in April, but for the Team Championship in December. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we look forward to it. It's going to be a fun year.
I'm going to find an open weekend, just drag the Bassmaster Radio boat over there and go fishing. That's all. Just grab you, throw you in the boat, let's go fishing. Do something like that. Neil Paul.
I look forward to it, Tom.
I hear you. Neil Paul has been our guest. Thank you, Neil.
Have a great day. Thank you, Tom.
That guy is such a great friend to everyone in the fishing industry. I mean, he is a treasure and does a wonderful, wonderful job putting on events over there with his whole crew at Visit Anderson. All right, we're going to break in here. Things are going to start on the Elite Series in Florida. John Cox, when you talk Florida, you want to talk to John Cox. He is coming up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, as promised, the busiest man in all of professional fishing. Now, he'll turn 40 later this year. And I'm just saying, it'd be the big 4-0.
Oh, my God.
He's going to turn 40.
Don't introduce me like that.
He's turning 40 later this year. Now, this dude fishes every circuit known to man. I mean, he's fishing. He, of course, he's a Bassmaster Elite, and he'll dabble in some MLF stuff, and he's fishing in the MPFL. And so what does he do when he goes on vacation to Disney World? He goes fishing. I mean, it's just absolutely, the guy's just ate up with it. He's John Cox. And if you're going to talk Florida, you might as well talk to John Cox. John, are you ever not fishing? I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, you know, I did try something new this year, and I started fishing some of the redfish tournaments. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it's new, it's different, but it's still fishing. But, yeah.
Now, you know, you are going to turn, you are turning 40 this year. You know, you have to slow down at some particular point.
I don't even think that until you said that.
Yeah, well, it's true.
And like, it's just, to me, I feel like I'm still, like I just got out of high school, you know?
John, I know. Wait, I'm 64, John, and I feel like I'm 40. You know what I mean? You don't even, mentally, nothing changes. Now, every once in a while, you know, when I was putting the new trick step on the boat, I was like climbing up there and I was killing myself. But you'd be surprised to, you know, ask Rick Klun about that. You know, you keep going, you'd be 75 years old, and your brain, you still feel like you're 40, you know? It's great.
Right.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. You're right around the corner from getting things started and starting in your backyard at the St. John's River. First of all, you know, when we talk about forward facing sonar and John Cox, I did ask him, I remember the last time I asked him if he had one, he said, I do. And I said, where did you mount it? He says, it's right there in the passenger seat of my truck.
Yeah.
Have you yet to put it on the boat? Have you even tested it?
No, you don't even play with it.
You're not even going to test it.
No, I'm just not going to put it on. I mean, you know, it's crazy. Some of the times where I've really thought like, man, I got to put it on.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get a frog bite or a flipping bite or something, you know, something incredible will happen. And I'm like, you know, I don't really care
yeah.
you know, what happens past this point. I just want to catch them like that, you know.
You just want to do what you want to do. And that's and that's power fishing, fish shallow. And, you know, speaking of the St. John's, they eliminated the locking, which took Rodman out of there, which is where a lot of the scopers went. Do you think that this event on the St. John's River, you know, at this time of year is going to be one where, you know, a guy's not necessarily going to need the electronics, that this might be old school. You'd be fishing in the moss trees.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, it'll probably be, you know, half and half probably, you know, the guys are getting so good with that stuff, you know, and the fish, you know, one of the guys last year, I can't remember, Jacob Faust or whatever, you know, he was out in the middle. Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
Rodman. He was out in Rodman in the middle. Yeah.
Oh, was he in Rodman?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. He was in Rodman.
I thought he was in one of the other lakes. Yeah. Oh, well, then maybe it won't go on. I don't know. That kind of makes me feel better.
Yeah. Well, that's
I thought he was in, like, Crescent or a different lake. But, yeah. Well, I mean, so, you know, it might. I mean, it's still going to play up there. You know, there's a lot of shell bars and stuff. And it has been extremely warm. And you know, just what I've seen you know, the parts of the river that the lower part that we're not allowed to go to for the tournament, you know, a lot of fish have already spawned. So, so you might even know, like, I saw shad in the river the other day, you know, in the south part. So, like, you know, you could see, you know, some of that stuff coming into play, but you could win that one without it. So, I mean, like, that's what we're hoping, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's what, you know, maybe it'd be something like it was at, you know, at Wheeler. I had so much fun watching you. Wheeler and I have a love-hate relationship. I love to hate you. I actually, after that tournament, reached into my pocket and bought a couple of those, the Swamp Lord frogs, whatever that thing is that you were using, that frog that you were using. But, you know, it's amazing. I mean, that's always been, of course, you won an FLW Forest Wood championship there back in the day as well, fishing very shallow. And, you know, that's just your thing, right? You're just going to do what you're going to do and look for the shallowest fish you can find.
You know, I don't want to, you know, it's crazy to even say it's a job, but, like, I don't want to. You know, I don't want to go out there and hate going to work, you know? So I'm going to go do my own thing. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not going to put it on because, man, if it gets where I can't pay my mortgage or, you know, the wife's car payment, you know, I might be forced to put it on. But, you know, you know, it's been going okay. You know, it's been going good. And, you know, I think the way the schedules kind of lay out, you know, I mean, anything can happen. So I'm excited. I just think, you know, I think winning an event, especially this next year with all the, you know, all the new technology and stuff, it'd be an incredible win. You know, it'd be, yeah. You know, it'd be like one of the, you know, cause it is, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be really tough to win, but I don't know.
Talk about the February swing in Florida, you know, as opposed to last year in April when it was kind of different when you guys went there a little bit later in the year. But, what do you think we're going to see? I mean, there's still going to be plenty of fish on the spawn, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we should. I mean, you know, everything. I mean, I don't know how Okeechobee is, but, like, you know, a lot of the smaller lakes around me, you know, they're already kind of in full swing. So, like, you know, Okeechobee will be kind of neat because – you know, it'll be that, like, kind of when everything, you'll be like tail end of the spawn, you know, bluegills will be spawning, you'll have fish that, you know, have already spawned feeding. You know, Okeechobee, even though, you know, I don't know how great of state it's in, but man, we could go down there and it could be pretty incredible, I think.
You know, we talked to Scott Martin a few weeks ago about it because they've had already some, you know, college events and things like that down there. The The lake level has been around 14 and a half feet or so. They've gotten it down. You know, it was at 16 feet and it killed all that grass off.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a better job controlling the lake level a little bit. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. But so even though you live, you know, more in Central Florida, but you don't get down to Okeechobee very often. You don't go down there unless it's a tournament?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've only been down there fun fishing one time, you know, so I've always gone for tournaments, but you know, that being said, I've pretty much fished a tournament there till just recently. I mean, when I first started fishing, I mean, every, you know, December, January, February, and even March, you know, I felt like I was down there, you know, fishing either opens, BFLs or, you know, whatever was going on at the beginning of the year or the, you know, whatever tournament I can get into pretty much. So
Florida's child.
I don't know. I like it. You know, it'll be, and then the water coming down, I mean, it's gonna, and you know, if it gets to where they can only be in that first, you know, 50, 100 yards outside edge grass, I mean, it could get, you know, the fish could probably really load up.
Yeah. John Cox with us here talking about the Florida swing, getting things started here very, very soon now with the tournament at the St. John's next weekend. And, you know, talk a little bit too about where you think or what waters do you think will be in play at the St. John's. I mean, this is all, you know, like Lake George there with eliminating the locking. You know, talk to me about, you know, where you think could be some of the most active areas there.
Geez, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, even last night I couldn't go to sleep because I'm like brainstorming, like trying to think, you know, I got 3 days of practice. So, I mean, I think we're able to fish, you know, probably over 100 miles of river.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then we have all the lakes, you know, you got Crescent, George, you know, and I think, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I've always gone south and I think that's what a lot of people have, but man, I'm telling you, like, you know, up north area looks good. You know, last year it looked good up there. So I don't know. And I fished a redfish tournament up there. The only one I actually did well in, and it was outside of our off limits. And I really enjoyed, you know, I really thought it looked really good. A lot of life, really good watercolor and stuff. So I don't know. I might venture up that way. I'm really not sure. But I think, you know, that's the one thing about the St. John's when we go there. It seems like it's always a surprise. Like, even to me, I feel like, you know, and then, you know, even like the last one, you know, Corey went in the Springs. It's like, man, there's usually in there. You know, it's crazy. You know, he's like the only one in there, you know. And then it's just, So, I mean, it's neat. You know, I know we go there a lot, but it'll be cool to, you know, see how it plays out.
Yeah, no doubt. The link to one transducer and the screen size, none of that is in play with you. But one of the things they did do that is in play with you is this, you know, the no entry fee, which turned into about basically a $10,000 side pot, you know, is what I like to say about it. But what was your take as all of that unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, it was like, oh, great. You know, everybody's excited. But, you know, you got to realize, you know, a lot of our payout comes from that. So from the entry fee, you know, so it was. But I think they got it. I think they got it. You know, they got it back to where, you know, we're about where we were, you know, about the same. So that's good. And, yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, maybe down the road we'll see some more change. And, but yeah, I think, it was nice. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but like, you know, it's the cost. I mean, heck, they got rid of the penny because it costs 3 cents to make it now. I mean, it's just everything's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, so like I can see a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of guys are probably, you know, a lot of us were sweating it thinking, man, we got all this money due. And I think everybody was kind of broke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. I did wonder the first when I saw the letter, first thing I thought was, wow, this is cool. Then I thought, who's going to make up the $500,000 per tournament that you guys were putting in, you know? And then, so then we saw it with the payouts. But I think it's a start, right? And I think it's a start in the right direction. And as they bring in maybe more non-endemic money, that prize money can rise without you guys having to chip in anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the that would be the way to go. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, John's been fishing on vacation at Disney World, where they did actually hold a tournament back in the day when ESPN owned Bass. They did hold a tournament there at Disney. So I don't know if he's scoping for a future deal, but I mean, this dude, you know, fishes every tournament known to man. So you know, it's good to be able to talk to him, John. I appreciate you so much. Good luck this season. We will see if I don't see you before the Classic. Of course, we'll see you over there, 22nd in the AOI last year, and solidly in the Classic coming up at Ray Roberts as well. John Cox has been our guest. Thanks, John.
All right, thanks for having me on. See you guys.
All right, there you go, John Cox. I love talking to that guy. I love doing the boat walk, you know, the boatyard walk, and doing my interviews that I do on Media Day at the Classic. And I love finding John Cox and talking to him because he's always a lot of fun. And man, there is nobody that's more ate up with the fishing than John Cox. And he's a great fisherman. And if you're putting him on your fantasy team in Florida, you're going to do really well with him. I know that he'll do well down there. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Scott Canterbury will join us from the Impulse Lithium team. We have joined Impulse Lithium as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit with Scott Canterbury, and we'll talk about whether or not he can get back to his standard. He did not have a good year last year. We'll talk to him about that as well. It's all coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, as I told you, you know, the new Bassmaster Radio Phoenix is running lithium now, impulse lithium. I'm so excited about this and got it in the boat. I'm running impulse lithium for my cranking battery and all of my electronics as well. And I'm very, very fired up about it. And one of the guys, they got great pro staff. I mean, they have a tremendous pro staff, and it includes 2019 Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Scott Canterbury. And he is getting ready. He's playing with his tackle. He's doing that thing we all like to do, getting organized and everything and getting ready for the Florida swing. And he joins us now in the VMC hook. Scott, welcome back. How are you, man?
Man, Tom, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm doing great. It's been a long off season. I've done a lot of fishing, got to do a little bit of hunting, and I'm ready to get things going again. I'm ready to try to see get this season started. You know, I got a hectic schedule coming up, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, you know, we talked a little bit off air about all the changes, and obviously one of the biggest changes is the forward facing sonar, and there's been so many changes though in our careers as fishermen. You know, the shallow water anchors, you know, people talk about, you know, I can't even imagine what it was like before we had power poles on the boat, you know, and that kind of stuff, and down imaging.
I remember like my first year using power pole. I had one power pole on there, and I would put it down and the wind would blow your rinse. I took another my push pole and I would shove it down and hold the boat still. And Jay Ellis, I was rooming with him, he said, man, I don't need them power poles. He said, I've had them for 20 years. I said, what are you talking about? And he dug in his rod box and got two anchors out. He'd drop anchors off the side of the boat to bed fish. After about two tournaments, he realized he needed them and had two of them on his boat for the rest of his career.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's been one of the great innovations. Of course, we've seen so much better trolling motors and everything else. But, you know, one of the innovations, one of the things that's come along in the last few years is the whole issue of the lithium battery with all the electronics and with the, you know, with the trolling motors and everything else. Man, and this lithium, and the thing that struck me, you know, when my battery showed up, and I'm running a 12.8 volt, you know, 105 amp hour battery, and when that thing showed up, it was in the box. I went to pick it up, and first thing I noticed was, I can't believe how light it was. It's like 25 pounds. So I take it out. Yeah. I take it out to the boat, and I got the AGM in there, and I unhook all the AGM, and I unstrap it, and I bent over, and I try to lift the thing out of there. I thought it was stuck. I thought, it must be stuck to the bottom. It must be strapped down here somewhere. I don't know where it is. And finally, I guess I'm just weak. I just lifted that thing out of there, and just the weight difference is amazing.
It's made a huge difference on the boats. Your electronics drain so much, and that we rely on them so much now. You know, I've been running lithium for a long time, and I've been with Impulse Lithium for 4 years and never had an issue. And I tell you, I run like you do. I run 112 volt for all my electronics and everything, and then I've got 236-60 hooked up for my trolling. And you can burn the banks. You can burn looking for sight fish. You can run around on wide open if you're using your active target out looking for fish. Roman, you can don't have to worry about killing those batteries anymore. Yeah. And you save, like you were talking about, it's amazing. If you do a set, you're probably saving 160 pounds of weight out of the very back of your boat.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a big part of it. Now, let me ask you this, because I stayed with the AGMs on my trolling motor side, and I'm just running the lithium. And I like that, you know, my cranking battery and my electronics battery is on my side. And I'm a big fat guy anyway, so I'm like, I could take some weight out of the boat and not affect things if it's on my side. But the deal is, you know, did you have to do anything? Did you have to throw any weight in the back of your boat? Does it throw the boat off? Because I know Mark Menendez says that. He says, man, I took all the AGMs out and put all lithium in, and my boat won't run right. Did you have to do anything special for the back of the boat?
It changed things. You take a lot of weight off the back of the boat, and it changes the way they run a little bit. It changes the lift of them, because that weight back there helps you get a little lift. I've heard of people doing sandbags in the back. And I'm not, I don't want it. I want the weight out of there. I really didn't have any issues on my skeeters or anything at all. The one thing that I have done is I take all my heavy stuff, and I use a lot of heavy tackle. I'm a big jig fisherman.
Yeah.
And then with tungsten weights and all that, my jigs and my tungsten, I put in my box right behind me in the back of the boat, and all my plastics and crankbaits and things like that that don't weigh much go up to the front. So even my chatterbait box, it's real heavy. I'll stick it back there in the back compartment. That just gives me a little bit more weight.
You know, what's great, too, with Impulse Lithium, Bill Weidler. You know, he's an accomplished fisherman himself. I had a chance to fish with Bill in an open in the past. And it's great when you get a guy that's with a company like this that owns a company that is a fisherman, because he understands exactly what we need.
He understands fishing. Yeah. He understands us. He understands fishing. I mean, I was over there at Impulse Lithium here a couple of weeks ago, and the open's going on, and Josh, his son, is superb at installing and rigging boats and doing a little bit of everything like that. And they were contacting fishermen. People were calling them that were at Hartwell fishing, and Josh is like, well, it doesn't matter. If somebody has an issue, I'm going to load my truck up and go to Hartwell. He said, I'll just drive over there tonight and work on them. You need people like that on your team.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I was one of the things I was concerned about because, again, I didn't know. I had always thought that with lithium, you know, charging, you got to run it all the way down to nothing and then do it again. And Bill said, no, that's not the case at all. You can go ahead if you go out for 4 hours and you come back in, you plug the boat in, and, you know, it doesn't hurt the battery at all, even if you only use 10%, you know, and then top it back off.
It doesn't hurt it at all, and it's charged. And probably if you only use a little bit, it's charged in probably an hour or something. It's crazy how fast they charge. You can run them almost dead and charge them in 4 or 5 hours. It's unbelievable.
And I understand that some of the guys that'll go out and practice and so on, I mean, if for whatever reason you don't get hooked up, you can go a couple of days with these things without having an issue.
I've done it on accident. I fished 2 days on complete accident. You know, I like to charge my batteries, but I actually hooked up and thought I was charging, but then I came in the next day and I hooked up and thought I was charging and getting weighted. And some reason I went and looked inside the battery box to see if my charger was working, and the charger wasn't on. At the wall plug, somebody had bumped my extension cord, and it had been unplugged for 2 days, and I fished 2 full days of a tournament, never even knew it, never had an issue, never even thought about it.
That is amazing. Do you find that it gives you, I mean, everybody's, of course, beefing up, you know, the wiring systems and so on and so forth to help with the forward-facing sonar and all of the other electronics that we're running. Do you find with the lithium that it's giving you a better picture, a stronger picture for a longer time as well?
100%, yes, because it's just like people know more about lithium drills and things like that now than they may on lithium batteries. A lithium drill runs full capacity, runs wide open until the last minute. When it does, when you run it completely dead, it just dies.
Yeah.
So if you're down to 20% on your lithium battery, it's still putting out that 12 volts, and you're still getting 12 volts up to the front. I've running, and I've done it for, I don't even know, I did it in 2019. I've been doing it ever since. I've been running a C-Clear harness from Nathan and guys at C-Clear Harnesses, and, man, that's one thing. You beef up the wiring. And it's, you know, a lot of these boats have done a lot, and they come with good wiring in them, but I just do everything I can to try to make it as clear as possible. And I believe in the lithium batteries and the C-Clear harness.
Yeah, Impulse lithium batteries are just outstanding, great value on them as well. The prices have been coming down. You know, originally these things were a couple of grand, and, you know, the prices are coming down. They're becoming more affordable. And the Bluetooth feature is great, too. I mean, it was so easy. I downloaded the app because when I first got the battery, I was actually going to go out that day. And I called Bill, and I'm like, is this thing dead as a doornail? He goes, nah, it should have some juice. So I download the app on my phone. Boom, I give that thing one tap, 72%, just like that. I mean, it's great to be able to monitor, you know, exactly what, you know, if you are nervous, Nelly, about that and how much you're running it down, you know, that app, you can tell immediately.
That's the thing. I can pull my app up right here upstairs and see if mine's charging, see if it's fully charged, whatever. And that's another great thing that they have there at Impulse Lithium, the like you said, the Bluetooth feature. And that's just an app on your phone, and it hooks straight to the battery, so it's easy to use, too.
You know, and we talked about hooking up all our electronics and the cranking battery, you know, and the cranking the big motor to one battery. And, you know, they've got this thing. I don't know if other guys got it, because I had never seen it before, but they got the Impulse Lithium battery bus bar, which you just basically it sets right in on the post. You attach it to the post, and then you've got both 3/8 and 1/4 inch bolts on there.
Lugs.
That you can lugs on there that you can hook everything up to so easily, and it keeps it all clean and neat, and you're not worried about stacking 15 things all on the same post. That's slick, man.
It's amazing. That's another thing, and I run those, the bus bars, and I haven't had the issue where I had to use it, the experience that I had to use it, but, you know, if you do have to change a battery or something, it's so aggravating with 15 wires and stuff. With that bus bar, you undo that center bolt that goes for the battery, and everything stays connected. You can change your battery out in one bolt, and you're back in, and you're back going if you did have an issue.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. Scott Canterbury with us here. All right, so you're heading for Florida. You still got your roommates, Ari and Scott Martin. You guys still traveling together? Because I love those videos that Scott does.
Yeah, they're all geared up, ready for the YouTube channel to get going again. I mean, he keeps it going, but we're ready to get it going back on tour again. And I've been in touch with everybody here recently. We stay in touch during the off season, but I've been in touch with the guys a lot the last couple of weeks, and everybody's geared up and ready. We're ready to get this thing started. Everybody's had a long off season. Scott did. He won an open last year. He's in the Classic. Matt always super consistent. He's in the Classic. I missed it last year.
Yeah.
Scott and I didn't have a great year on the Elites, and I think I'm as motivated as ever now to get back out there and get after it.
Well, I'm glad you said it, because I was trying to figure out a way to say it that, you know, you guys, some great fishermen staying in that house, but you and Scott, what would be a good word? Kind of sucked last year. All right. I'm just going to say, you
that's
guys,
a pretty good
you guys,
word. That's what my wife told me.
Yeah. It kind of sucked last year a little bit.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty good phrase for it. But, you know, we do the same thing. I'm not really allowed to talk about the past events, even good or bad. She's got that Nick Saban philosophy. You got 24 hours to tell me how good it was, or 24 hours to tell me how bad it was, and then we're over. We're on to the next.
Well, maybe you were channeling Kalen DeBoer and your beloved Crimson Tide, and you know, I know 9-4 isn't like going 4-9 like that other team across the state sometimes does, but it's that's a down year. So maybe that was just you had a down year, you bounce back, and then the Tide will bounce back. You know what I mean? What a big year.
We did have a down year. The Tide did, but those Alabama boys, I think there were six of them Sunday night for the Eagles that really showed out.
All right, finally, St. John's, you go there. They took Rodman off the off the list. They can't no locking through anywhere. Do you think that this is going to be just 100% forward facing or 100% power fishing and old school bass fishing?
I think it's for me now. I've embraced the forward facing sonar fishing. I've embraced it a lot over the off season. I've done a lot of fishing with it. Last year, I tried to be a little hard-headed and do my own thing, and it didn't work out. But, for me, though, St. John's River and Okeechobee, I'm probably going to be doing more power fishing, doing my style of fishing than anything. I know guys are going to catch them doing it. They're going to catch them using it. They always do. They've gotten so good at it, they're going to catch them if they're in 2 foot of water in it. They're going to catch them if they're in 200 foot. With the technology we have, the guys are going to use it. But I think this is going to be a really good start to the year. The season, the schedule this year is a lot different. I don't think it's going to be completely dominated forward facing sonar all year long like it was last year. I think there's going to be a lot more mix of the fishing in the groove. So I'm excited about everything. So I'm fishing, I'm super excited about the Elites, of course, because that's where I, make my living and that's my career. But I'm fishing the NPFLs as well this year just to give me another. You can't use it there. That's one thing I'm doing is fishing there. You can't even use it. But
yeah.
Looking forward to this season to get started.
Scott, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for helping us out with Impulse Lithium as well. I'm excited to be running that as well. And we'll look forward to seeing you out there on the road.
For sure, man. I appreciate it. And anytime you need anybody, just let me know and I'll be on here with you. I love it and appreciate it. You guys looking up Impulse Lithium, just go to their website and check them out. They've got everything you need.
It's absolutely outstanding. ImpulseLithium.com. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bud. See you, Tom.
We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. This is the first to open in Division 2 after Clark's Hill opened Division 1 a couple of weeks ago. We'll have the winner join us next week in our Arapahoe Winner Circle. Remember, the winners of all the opens qualify for the 2026 Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville, assuming they fish the entire division, and the top 50 in points in each division qualify for the Fall EQ Series, where the top 10 in points will punch their ticket to the elites, and each event winner qualifies for the Classic. Speaking of the elites, the series opens next week at the St. John's with full live coverage at Bassmaster.com and FS1. And remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.